Welcome back to 95 BFM Breakfast. We have Troy Kingy on the line. How are you, Troy?
Morena, I'm very, very good, thank you.
Good morning. And neither of us forgot about this interview, did we?
No, I've been looking forward to it all week. It's been one day.
Oh, that's so funny. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to talk about your brand new single, Isn't How I Remember. It's a ripper.
Oh, thank you. We actually, we just shot the video last night, and it could possibly be out tomorrow.
That's so exciting. So you've teamed up with Sweater. How did that come about, joining with him?
The initial concept of the overall album, if those that don't know that I'm doing a 10-10-10 series, 10 albums, 10 genres in 10 years, I knew one of them was going to be hip-hop, but I also knew that I couldn't just start rapping without getting a lot of backlash. So my into the genre was an album called Black Rock from 2010 or 2011. Dan Auerbach from Black Keys recorded and produced an album, but got guys like Mos Def, RZA, all these cool rappers to come on. And that's kind of the vibe I was going for. And then 2 years ago, Al Michaels the Fair brought out the album with Black Thought from The Roots, and I'm like, yeah, this is definitely the road I want to go down. So I basically just asked every hip-hop artist that I loved in New Zealand if they wanted to be part of the project, and Swidit was one of them.
Yeah, that must have been such a hard decision to make. I mean, we have such a talented kind of hip-hop crew down here.
Oh, for sure. And I've had a lot of people saying, like, why didn't you get so-and-so, why didn't you get so-and-so? And I'm just like, man, I'm not the be-all and end-all of hip-hop music. I'm just making an album here, and these are the people that I know. So, I'm super proud of it. I can't wait for everyone to hear the rest of this album.
Oh, I'm really, really excited. Was it kind of nerve-wracking jumping into hip-hop for one of your albums?
Not really, to be honest. Only because, you know, I've got teenage girls and we listen to a lot of hip-hop. And I actually grew up on hip-hop, mainly like Wu-Tang, Snoop Dogg, Bone Thugs and Harmony. Before I moved up to Kiri Kiri, I was at a Māori boarding school and that's all we listened to. So I was just reconnecting the dots and getting nostalgic and listening to all that music that I love again. So no, I wasn't too scared.
Nice. Oh, it sounds like a nice journey for you.
Yeah, it was good. It was good fun. And I only had to do half of the work. I didn't have to come up with all the words, you know.
I love the words on this single. There's a line about Ponsonby and how it's been gentrified, and it's just it just hit different.
Yeah, well, that's the whole pop-up of that song was, you know, the Onehunga boys, and it's exactly that. You know, they go back now, and it's not like it was. So, and I feel like there's a lot of spots around Auckland exactly the same way that have been gentrified, and Tom Scott talks about that all the time, and that's exactly what it was.
Yeah, it's very wry in its lyrics, and I love it. Yeah, it's very cool.
Thank you.
So, any spoilers for when the album is expected?
The album is dropping on the 28th of next month, so it's still a long way off.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, we will drop another single at the end of this month, and I feel like I'm going to just start dropping spoilers and maybe... if anyone keeps is following me hard on Instagram, I might even show them the whole album at some point before then.
Oh, that's so cool. Oh, people are just absolutely excited. There's a text here that says they love your mahi and they're so excited for your hip-hop.
I'm excited to show everyone. I'm really proud of it.
Oh.
And you know, you get... It could be quite eclectic having so many artists on one album, you know, but it feels like every song is from the same family and they're all, it's really cohesive and it feels like a really solid album.
Yeah, I feel like it'll all work together because it's just, yeah, you've all worked together and joining together for the same mission, I guess.
Mm, mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like hoping it's going to give me a little bit more street cred, you know. I'm getting old, getting a bit long in the tooth, and now I'm like, I might get a bit of street cred with the young ones.
Oh, yeah, I reckon. I wouldn't worry about becoming a cultural bygone, though, Troy Kingy. I don't think that's quite on your radar.
No.
Oh, well, congratulations on this latest single, and we can't wait to hear the album.
Yeah, thank you so much, and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. See ya.
Yeah.
Rightio, we're going to have a listen to this track that we've just talked about. This is Isn't How I Remember by Troy Kingy and Sweat It.
Fleeing my Nazi, need redlining that. A red Honda Odyssey, guess a rare Raiders one way ahead in the lottery. Look at what they did, the Panzer be. What did this promised land promise me? When you speak on me, you better be talking astronomy. Cause bitch, I'm a star, nobody gets rich in these heights from burning that broccoli. Honestly, you just a mockery. A bona fide stranger to quality. My name is my name, you better pronounce this shit properly. Epitaniela fala nisi te vida la tu. Been fika taha since I came out the womb. From kick flips in the cul-de-sac, zoned out in these meetings, all they do is yap. Fuck the oysters, just put the money in the bag. I'd rather be at home chilling with my cats. Manifested this via hood manuscript. I'm the man, scan the PS5 as a bag of chips. Saying land back as I grip the amulet. With the same hands that I hold her ankles with. Since a young buck, I had sense. I stay ahead of your camp because you past tense. Five-star flag, five-star man shit. You haven't left the Av because you average. You wear the wrong color in the wrong neighborhood, that's danger. We in the belly of the beast, fuck peace, where everybody just trying to stomach their anger. Pull up on you, that's dangerous. We simply returning the favors. Put a blade to his head like a bumper in the hood, just giving out unlimited tapers. If they want that smoke, then give it. Just know that the bloodline's finished. Self-destructed by nature. Problematic, that's danger.
Okay, let's get it. Life is a mirror. I see you see me and I see that you bitter. Cause you see me shining, I see that you live it. I see myself out in the room, we'll get dimmer. Rainbows inside of my jewelry like I'm supporting the rainbow community. Rappers gon' hand just for me to get bald and start turning them into charcuterie. This ain't a phase. Burger fuel couldn't be from my parade. Smoking these rappers and actually a trade. Nike's fresh out of the camera display. I know they want my passion to fade. Baby, I'm a hog like I'm Trey. Pray hands when they see me, okay. Walk around barefoot like I'm Ye.
Isn't How I Remember from Troy Kingy and Sweat It. What a legend. Oh my gosh. It's such a good track, honestly. I was blasting it at about 6:30 in the morning in the car. And oi, did it go hard. Everyone keep your eyes peeled for the music video for that. And potentially an upcoming another single. And then, of course, the album on the 28th next month. Good stuff. We're going to listen to a track from Asia now. This is E Ua E Te Ua. You're listening to 95 BFM Breakfast. Keep those texts rolling in to win a double pass to Pumpkinhead live at the Mothership.